ranging consequences you may not even be aware of, and they affect every corner of your life. The smallest absence of confidence can grow and compound in a way that makes you unable to recognize yourself in the mirror. It affects your entire outlook on life, and not just when you're at a networking event or a birthday party. It's more than something keeping you from going to a party or from talking to a stranger. It's the story you've told about yourself since you were young, and it influences all your patterns of thought. And these seemingly flimsy thoughts and feelings have a funny way of becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy. They may start out tiny and imperceptible, but in a real way can eventually manifest concretely in the choices we make, the choices we don't, and the people we become. The best way to understand the impact of low confidence is to contrast the beliefs it can cause with the beliefs of people who have high confidence. By taking a good hard look at what it's like not to be crippled by low confidence and anxiety, we can get a good idea of where to start on our own journey to better self-esteem. The first thing to do, probably, is to really believe that you too can be one of those people. People who possess high self-esteem and confidence take almost all of the following for granted. And why shouldn't they? Shouldn't you? It might seem like they are low basic expectations, but that's where the separation is found. These are the minuscule butterfly wing flaps that ultimately create tsunamis. Socially confident people expect to be accepted. When they meet strangers, they expect to make a good impression and don't get entangled in or stymied by fears they'll be negatively perceived by others. They take for granted that people will react positively to them. They never approach situations thinking, "What if they don't like me?" Instead, they think, "I hope I like them." They have the same adrenaline coursing through their veins when they meet strangers, but it manifests as excitement, whereas for others, it will manifest as anxiety. Rather than fear, they have a relaxed interest or curiosity. This turns the prospect of anything new into an opportunity for gain, rather than a minefield to be careful in or avoid completely. Socially confident people evaluate themselves positively. This is partially due to the way they talk to themselves and partially due to their positive self-perception. What do these mean? Socially confident people are encouraging, positive, and accepting of themselves. They give themselves leeway not to be perfect and don't beat themselves up too harshly when they're not. They also rate their social abilities according to a positive baseline. If they do well, that's par for the course. They expected that. If they do poorly, it's an occasional exception that they can learn from. They don't allow themselves to be affected by singular incidents they know don't represent their abilities. They think highly of themselves in a healthy manner and aren't afraid of constant judgment. Socially confident people can deal with criticism. Criticism doesn't crumble them. This is related to the previous point. Confident people learn to compartmentalize and separate criticism and recognize its actual purpose. They do not take it personally in an emotional way or assume that criticism is an attack, at least as much as humanly possible. Their identity doesn't ebb and flow because of a single errant comment. It doesn't cause them to question their entire being or worth. They know they have worth, even if they've faltered in a single area. They're not afraid that criticism will confirm a harsh truth about themselves they've been trying to avoid. In fact, they seek criticism because they know they need it to improve and will be better off for it. Socially confident people feel comfortable around superiors. Define superior however you want. Someone who's better looking, more athletic, further up in the office hierarchy, or more outgoing and charming. Socially confident people feel comfortable because they don't feel threatened, or that their flaws and vulnerabilities will be highlighted by the other person's qualities. They don't have the specters of constant self-consciousness and rejection hanging over them. They can celebrate the talents and triumphs of others because they know that others' accomplishments do not